got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
This week is Radio Pilot Week, we've decided, where we're putting our brains together, pitching segments to one another on air, live on air, mm-hmm. to see if it's good enough to
become the kinks.
Yeah, seeing if it's good enough to become a staple of the show.
Yeah. So far, we've had one half-decent one.
That is already an old idea yeah. that we used to do.
And one stinker.
That will shall never be named again. Let's jump into it.
Doesn't love a good pilot.
Oh, not the one in the plane.
Now with K-Rock's Tim and Jess, it's Pilot Week.
All right, so I put my thinking cap on today.
Yep.
And I wanted to involve a game where if someone wants to call through still now on 52232955 and play along on Team Jess, that'd be fantastic.
Right.
For the segment that I'm about to jump into, a bag of chocolate is up for grabs for the person that calls up if they win the game.
Let's do it.
The segment today is
K-Rock's Tim and Jess.
It's impossible.
It's a question.
What's the question?
The impossible question.
The impossible question.
It's the impossible question.
I'm
Jess.
Already so into this.
So,
oh my God.
The impossible question. Sometimes someone asks you a question and you think of the answer and you go, impossible. And I will ask
We're
you.
Getting a caller.
All right, sorry. Hello, hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, my name's Melissa. I'm from Lara.
All right, Melissa from Lara. You are going to be on Jess's team. Just stay there for a second, okay?
Yep.
All right.
All right. How does the impossible question work?
I'm glad you asked because I can answer that question because it's not impossible. I am going to ask a question and leave out the answer. You have to give off the information in the question I've given you, work out with, I've already forgotten her name.
Melissa.
Melissa from Lara. And you have to figure out the answer.
Okay.
And make it unimpossible. Do you think you can do that, Melissa from Lara and Jess?
Oh, I know. The okay.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm a little confused. I don't know about you, but we can try our best together, okay?
You'll figure it out when I ask the first question. So I've got three questions.
Okay.
You need to get two of them right to win the game.
Okay.
First question. One third of adults still sleep with a what?
Ooh.
A teddy.
Yeah, I reckon a teddy, Melissa. Let's go with that.
A teddy, you say? That is correct. It's unimpossible. One third of adults, I'll open it up, sleep with a comfort object. So that's
okay.
A teddy bear, a blanket, or a pillow.
Ooh.
In that kind of way. Question two.
This is just a quiz.
No, because it's impossible.
Okay.
The average person could fill as many as 23 2-litre water bottles with the amount of what that they produce a month.
Oh.
A month.
Yeah, so the human body produces this.
What do you reckon sweat, Melissa?
Oh.
I know it's gross, but...
that's my guess.
Yeah, sweat.
No.
No.
It's even grosser. Saliva.
Oh, right.
23 2-litre bottles a month of saliva. Oh, it's coming to the third question. Impossible.
This doesn't make any sense.
It makes so much sense. And the third and final question with a bag of chocolate on the line. The average street of 100 households has 10 what? So if there's 100 houses, 10 of these houses have what in them? Impossible.
Maybe dogs, Melissa? What are you thinking?
Can you give us a bit more detail?
No, because then it would be possible. The average street of 100 households has 10 what?
All right, maybe dogs?
Yeah, I'm going dogs.
Impossible. It was babies. 10 houses out of 100 will have babies in them. And a baby is anything under 18 months.
I would have thought more than 10 would have a dog.
You can't win them all, Melissa, and you didn't win this. But thank you very much for calling.
Melissa, before we let you go, what do you rate the impossible
out of 10.
Question out of 10?
Needs improvement.
So do you. All right.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You and I have been playing around a little bit with ChatGPT the last few days.
Well, I purposefully have not even given it a glance. I'm kind of aware of what it does.
Sure.
But I said to you, hey, because I can just see you giggling across there because you're asking this AI robot to do things for you.
I want you to think of it, it's like the next step for Google. Like,
right.
You know how with Google you type in a question and then you have to search the results try and figure out the answer. With ChatGPT, it's like you're talking to a robot.
Mm-hmm.
You ask a question like you would ask Google and it would just do it for you.
Right. And we've seen that in schools, unfortunately, people are using them to write essays. And they're getting like A's on these in like year 10 and stuff. So
it's very intuitive. And so I thought I'd test it out a little bit.
Yeah.
And get it to write part of our radio show for us.
Well, we were thinking because we spoke last week about jobs that are a bit worried with ChatGPT about what could be going. And we thought, well, let's give it a test, see if it can write a better conversation, I guess, than what you and I could just generally have.
So I've printed out some of the responses.
There's a script?
Scripts.
Fantastic.
So basically the prompt that I gave ChatGPT.
Okay.
Is I said, write me a radio break for the radio station K-Rock 955.
Okay.
The show is Tim and Jess. I want a lighthearted conversation about how Jess is the smartest and best looking in the office.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, so I haven't looked at it yet. Who needs to start?
You start.
All
so
right.
It says it's even put intro music.
Okay.
Okay.
Intro music.
Have you got any intro music?
I can give us like a little sweep sound if you want that.
Yeah, please go.
All right, here we go.
K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
Hey, K-Rock 955 listeners. This is Tim and Jess bringing you your daily dose of fun and laughter.
And today we're talking about something near and dear to my heart, how I'm the smartest and best looking person in the office.
Well, there's no denying that, Jess. I mean, you're always dressed to impress and you always have the answers to even the toughest of questions.
Thanks, Tim. But I have to say, it's not just about looks and intelligence.
Ah.
I also have a great personality, a great sense of humour. Oh,
for sure. You're always making us all laugh and keeping the office morale high. And let's not forget about your organisational skills, Jess. You always have everything under control.
Thanks, Tim. But let's not forget, you're pretty smart and good-looking yourself.
Well, I do try my best. But let's be real. I'm no match for you, Jess. You're truly one of a kind.
Aw, Tim, you're too kind.
Outro music. That's all for today, folks. Keep it tuned to K-Rock 955 for more great music and conversation.
Scene. What are your thoughts?
They
really nailed the show.
I feel, besides the content, very back and forthy kind of what we are. Less interrupting, which is the robot hasn't accounted
well,
in
then
for that.
I decided I wanted it to be a bit more like us, Tim. And
okay.
There's something that you and I do a lot.
All right.
We call each other dogs, right?
Right.
So I said, write me a radio break for the radio station K-Rock 955. The show is Tim and Jess. I want a lighthearted conversation about how Tim is a short king. And also, Tim and Jess call each other dogs a lot.
All right. Let's quickly get into this one.
K-Rock 955. Tim and Jess.
Oh, woof, woof, K-Rock 955 listeners. This is Tim, your short king, and Jess, my faithful pup, bringing you your daily dose of fun and laughter.
Woof, woof, Tim. It's great to be back on air with you.
Yeah, same here, Jess. You know what they say? Every king needs a loyal dog by their side.
Woof, woof. And I'm proud to be your faithful companion, Tim.
Thanks, Jess, but let's talk about my height. I may be small, but I'm mighty. I've always embraced my height, and I've never let it hold me back.
That's right, Tim. Don't forget, big things come in small packages.
Exactly, Jess. I've always used my height to my advantage. I can fit in small spaces, reach things on high shelves, and I'm always the first to get a great view at concerts.
That's true, Tim. And let's not forget, you're always the centre of attention.
Thanks, Jess. And you know what? You're not so tall yourself.
Woof, woof, Tim. That size doesn't matter when it comes to being a great radio host.
All right, there's some outro music. That's all for today, folks. Keep it tuned to K-Rock 955 for more great music and conversation. Oh, wow.
I don't know about you, Tim, but I think we should bring in a woof, woof K-Rock listeners.
I don't think we need to have an original thought ever again. This has done my job better than I'll ever do it. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
The last couple of days, we've been talking a lot about my dad and my mum's trip. It's really turned into my parents' trip overseas.
I genuinely had not paid attention that your mum was also going on this holiday.
She's
going
to be there too.
Because your dad's retiring after working for many, many years. How old's your dad?
63. Yeah, and so him and a couple of my uncles and their wives, and of course my mum, the six of them are going overseas for a big trip, 5 weeks in the US.
Great.
At the end of the second half of this year.
Yep.
And one of the tours that they have booked is a wrestling, slam pro wrestling day in Las Vegas.
Essentially a wrestling school in Vegas for a day run by old wrestlers.
Yeah.
And for the last 48 hours, I can't stop thinking about it. So I've pitched a character so that your dad can go there. And essentially, you never know, if he goes really well, he might actually go to the WWE or the WWF, which is like big business wrestling, Jess.
We've got my dad on the phone now.
Chris.
How you doing, Dad?
Hello, Chukje.
Now, Chris, mate, very good to speak to you. I know a lot of people that are listening have been excited to hear about your trip, and I'm just as excited for you. Now, I have put together a character for you.
Now, Dad, are you going to break Tim's heart and tell him you've already got a character in mind?
I have already got a character. You know, I am royalty. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was Alexander the Great, King of Macedonia. So.
All right. I wasn't aware of that, Chris.
Macedonian Mauler.
Macedonian
Mauler.
That's a great name. I've taken the career that you've had, and I've kind of used a lot of stereotypes, which is what wrestling does. It's like storytelling for 4-year-olds.
What people don't know is my parents own their own cleaning supplies shop.
Yes. So I'm going to lean into that, Chris, and I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to tell you about your wrestling character, okay?
Beautiful.
All right. Okay. So before I, like, we'll introduce you to the ring.
Sure.
Jess, on the phone, joining us now, is Captain Clean. Captain Clean. And Captain Clean, now, you come to the ring dressed as a high school janitor or like a cleaner, like in the one piece, Chris.
Yeah, nice.
Do you think you can make that?
Oh, I could do that, right. I think.
So what I'm going to do is I'll be the ring announcer, and this is you coming down to the ring.
Fighting out of Trash Valley. Weighing in at 145 kilos. It is the man, the myth, the asbestos. Captain Clean.
And then you say your catchphrase, I'll mop the floor with you. Go, Chris.
I'm going to mop the floor with you.
That was sick.
I mean, your finishing move is the chemical bomb, which is a sit-down power bomb. You also use your mop and your various items in your cleaning cart.
That's good.
That you bring to the ring to fight off the bad guys.
My other uncle's a welder, so this works quite well.
This is fantastic. Chris, what do you go? What do you think of Captain Clean?
That sounds all right. It sounds all right.
You're still going to go with the Macedonian Mauler, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's better than everything that I've just been putting together for the last 48 hours. But, Chris, now enjoy your retirement. You've definitely earned it.
How confident do you think Mum will be to live stream the event on the day, Dad?
No, she's already getting lessons on how to use the telephone.
Excellent.
So you're getting wrestling lessons, she's getting phone lessons, everyone's learning something.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, on 52232955, we're asking about smoke bombing from parties because Uber's done this really weird study into people's habits, I guess, around parties and events. And apparently 65% of Australians like to make up an excuse to leave.
Sorry, actually, can we hurry up? I've got diarrhea.
Oh.
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we wrap this up? I just trialed one.
That's a great one because
No one's questioning it.
No one's going to question you.
No doctor's certificate.
They're going to be like, hey, show us. Like,
see, I think I just, maybe I'm too honest. Maybe I'm too upfront and say how I'm going because I'd like to leave now. But you're right. You need, because can't have anything to do with doctor's certificate. You can't be like, oh, my mum's sick or my dad or someone's sick, because then they're going to check in on that.
Oh, my boyfriend actually blames me all the time.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, Jess is not feeling well. Got to go home and look after her. I'm perfectly well.
Right.
Any of Akshay's friends, if they are listening, he has lied to you.
Perfect health. Our general manager just said, just ghost the event. So that's good. Just
good,
generally
good
managing
advice.
That. On 52232955, give us a call. How do you leave early? We would love some tips. We've got Liam in Ocean Grove. Liam, do you consider yourself a professional ghoster?
Absolutely, mate, without a doubt.
I believe you. Yeah. I believe you, Liam. Tell us your wise ways.
Well, it depends. Like you got to focus on the pregame. Like if you know it's an event that you want to bail out, you got to lay the groundwork before you get there. Like, oh, you know, I've got to get up for work early or whatever. It's the pregame. That's where the real talent lies.
I'll be there, but I don't know how long I can stay. Yeah. You know, right? Okay.
Exactly. Oh, I've got to drive to wherever at 4 in the morning. I've got to take the dog to the vet at 9, whatever it may be.
The better, Liam, I think, Liam.
Exactly.
I think keep pets out of it because then, say, as me, as an animal lover, I'd be like, oh, no, what's going on with Spot? I need to know. Maybe saying like, oh, sorry, I've got to go across the other side of the bay to pick up something from Facebook Marketplace. Because no one questioned that. They go, oh, cool, that's been exciting.
No, but they're still gonna judge you for that.
But see, I feel like you can overdo it because I know my wife, if she doesn't want to do something like a couple hours out, she'll be like, I'm not feeling that flash. And I'm like, oh, here we go. I know this. And I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So, Liam, I think it's a fine line, but you sound like you know what you're talking about, so I appreciate the call.
That's either that or you just bail out. You just say, I'm just going to the men's room, and then you just don't come back.
Yeah, going to the toilet is a great one.
Wow, all right. Okay, Liam. So is that the
except if people think you've been in there a really long time, then it gets awkward.
See, it always comes back to diarrhea. How many times do we have to say it?
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
OMG.
It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, I'm thinking of a celebrity in my mind, Timmy, and in 60 seconds you've got unlimited questions to ask me and then figure out who this celebrity is.
Yep, so yes or no questions are the only questions I'm allowed to ask. I have a maximum of 3 guesses. Otherwise, that would be a bad radio segment of just yelling celebrities' names. Now, the kicker is, obviously this celebrity's probably in the news for some reason.
Sure.
But they can't be, like, earth-shattering news. Like, if you did Beyoncé today, Jess... That'd be too easy for me to get. And
it's not Beyonce.
Yeah, I know. And I believe you because I'm looking in your eyes. So I'm going to take off my headphones. I'm going to look over there. You do what you need to do.
Sure.
Block your ears. Say who the celebrity is.
Okay. Today's celebrity is Penn Badgley. Yes, the Gossip Girl guy. And You, season 4, is coming out tomorrow. So Penn Badgley. Okay, Timmy, you ready to go?
I was feeling confident moments ago and all of a sudden I've lost that confidence.
I don't know if you're going to even know who this person is.
Historically, well, that's not fair.
No, I know you definitely know who they are, but I don't know if you know their actual name. So let's find out.
Elmo? All right. Was I at the Grammys recently?
No.
Oh, no, I was really banking on that. am I an American?
Yes.
Am I currently in Australia?
No.
Ooh, okay. Am I more known for television?
Yes.
Am I popular from a sitcom?
No.
Am I more recently, like, am I well known for the last 10 years of work?
Yes.
Have I done a general comedy?
No.
I'm more known for my serious acting.
Yes.
All right, I've got 30 seconds. Ah, so I'm not Ben Affleck?
No.
All right. Am I a man? Sorry.
Yes, you are
okay,
a man.
I am a man. I am a man. Television. Do I host a television show?
No.
So there goes any of the Jimmies.
You've been in 2 very big series.
Cool. Am I in White Lotus?
No.
Ooh, am I in The Last of Us?
No.
Am I in Game of Thrones?
No. Take a guess. You've got 3 seconds.
Barack Obama.
Tim, you're Penn Badgley.
All I do is win, no matter.
Yeah, like I was going to get Penn Badgley.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, don't pick him. Well, pick someone that's a fair game to play.
You love the show You. We watch it every year.
I haven't watched it since the first season. I've been lying.
Why?
Because it seemed like a good... it seemed like something we were bonding
what
over.
What do you mean?
It's not that.
Well, You season 4 is out tomorrow on Netflix, the first half of it at least, and Penn Badgley is the main actor
in
that
crap.
Series.
If we went around this office right now, if I went down to Moorabool Street and I asked 10 people who the hell is Penn Badgley...
They know. No one would know. It's the hot guy from Gossip Girl and You.
No, that
obviously.
Is...
Obviously.
Unfair. I get 5 points because you were unfair about it.
When
not cool.
When do we start taking points
It's a points-based game.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.